I'm not sure we're talking about the same kind. It's big and has big wheels, like about so big, and maybe a little hood over it.
Well, I had one like that.
What'd you call it? What?
Carriage.
Carriage, okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and go out and what?
Roll in the back.
Okay. And,
rolling around.
Now, if a woman's about to have a baby, she's what?
She's pregnant.
Okay. And, are there any other terms that women might use with each other? Any other terms besides pregnant?
Use each other, how do you mean?
Like, are there any other ways of saying somebody's pregnant?
By saying she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. Well, saying she's in family way.
And if you don't have a doctor to deliver the baby, like if you're out in a rural area, who'd you send for?
Get a midwife. That's a woman that's studied and tends to.
Is there any other names for a midwife?
No.
That old people would use?
Not that I've ever heard of.
Okay. Now, if the boy has the same color hair and eyes as his father, and the same shape of nose, you'd say what?
Favorite his father.
Okay. And now suppose that he starts to take the behavior of his father, he acts sort of the same way, has the same little gestures and that type of thing. What would you say he
did? Taking after his father.
Okay. And now if somebody, mother's looked after, three or four children until, let's say four children, until they're all grown up, you say she's what, three children?
She's the mother of three children.
Uh-huh. They're talking about how she was with them all the time they grew up, you say she did what?
And I left her.
Uh-huh. Well, while she was doing it, you'd say, like some old lady, a young woman might be having, some problems with her kids. You might say, well, why don't you go talk to Aunt Jane? What, she's something, 10 children.
Oh.
She's what?
She's somebody that's keeping from having children already.
Well, like, would you say, like, she's brought up or raised or something like that? Brought up four children? Or reared four children? Which is most natural for you?
Well, I'd say if they were reared up right, she wouldn't have to be worrying about it.
Yeah, sure.
But if she's not, she's to blame.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It ought to be taken away from her.
And if a child misbehaved, mother might say, if you do that again, I'll give you a good what?
Whipping.
Okay. Are there any other terms you'd use for that besides whipping?
Spanking.
Yeah.
I'll put you to bed. Take your favorite toy away from you.
What about if it was an older boy, you might say?
I'll just hit him and make him go to his room and stay there till his daddy got home.
And then when his daddy got home, what would he do?
I ain't gonna tell him.
What might he do?
They might give him a good licking.